Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, The Triangle's R&B and Classic Soul. TV One premieres the fifth season of Life After. It talks about the celebrities and the turning points in their lives. And I have on the line with me, she's an actress, an activist. She's one of the super coolest guys on the planet and one of my sorority sisters. I've got Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph on the line. How do you maintain that beautiful glow about you? Because every time we see you on TV, you just got this glow about you.
Let me tell you, my sister, you, first of all, both look good for 100, and God is good.
All the time.
I tell you, I think what I do is I maintain a life of balance. I don't do anything to excess except love on the people that I truly love, because I know that life is short and then you die. So you got to be good every moment God has given you. And that's how I maintain my morning or my daily or my lifetime glow, by being as good as I can to as many people as I can. Can I get a hot tub? Thank you.
You're so crazy. You know what? I admire your passion and what you're doing with the AIDS research and your book and everything that you're doing. It's just like, wow. It's just like everything is falling into place for you. And, you know, what do you want to do that you have not done yet?
You know something? I would like to be the person that runs the kind of studio that produces television and movies that represents people of color in all of the ways that we exist, so that we don't continue to move forward with a lopsided view to the world of who we are, so that we don't start and continue to believe all the hype that has been sold us, because we have stopped believing that we are wonderful people, good people, kind people who deserve more. We have started to take less, and because of that, that is what we're getting. And I would like to be the person that just gives us more, something that our kids can look at and say, yes, I want to do that. I want to do more. I mean, since when do our kids start embracing dumb? It just hurts me so much when our kids start talking about they don't need to do this, they don't need to do that, and everybody else is running rings around us. We're the smart ones. We're the ones that created astronomy and geography and all of that. We're failing at it now. Uh-huh. I'm like, doggone, I want more. I want better for my people. That's the kind of entertainment I'd like to create.
And you can attest to that, because The Butler was like number one 3 weekends in a row.
How about that?
Yes.
Because somebody told our story from our point of view. And when we looked at it, we were like, yes, that is me. That is how I feel. You know, and I just thought it was so, so wonderful. Lee Daniels did an incredible job, and it wouldn't surprise me if he is nominated once again for another Oscar, but this time wins it.
Now, the show Life After is a turning point in people's lives and their career. What was a turning point in your life and your career?
You know something? There have been so many. There have never been just one. But the day that I decided to do Life After for TV One was definitely one of them, because as soon as I did that, it seemed as though the doors just opened up. I mean, I was shooting a pilot in December. I shot this, I believe, in March. And the next thing I know, my series was picked up. So my new series, Instant Mom, is coming out on Nickelodeon with Tia Mowry and myself and Michael Boatman. And that debuts September 29th. I'm doing Showtime's Ray Donovan.
Oh, yeah,
right,
Claudette. Miss Claudette.
Oh,
no,
there
joke.
You go. Yeah, so you got to watch this Sunday for that. And my book is doing great, Redefining Diva. Folks can download it from Amazon, buy it in Barnes & Noble. And it was as if everything just changed. And I was like, wow. And now Life After is coming out. So many people are saying, wait a minute, why are you doing Life After when you're still in it? And I'm like, yeah, but I guess it was just the right time to tell the story.
Now, the show is back-to-back episodes. That is tonight at 8 o'clock, then also at 8:30. And what is it that you can attribute? You say you live that good life, you're a wife, you're a mother. You know, what keeps you focused? What keeps you balanced in all of this?
I think a lot of it has to be my faith, my absolute faith, believing in what I cannot see, and knowing that the impossible is truly possible, and knowing that just because I don't see it doesn't mean that it's not out there. I know my best days are ahead of me, and if God's got my back, the rest of it, who am I supposed to be afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. I believe that with all of my heart and soul, and that is how I move forward in life. I know that I don't have to take up and run my mouth against this, that, or the other, because God's got this. God is in control. And like I always said, and a lot of folks know, I said this to Monique when she had her show, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And I am staying ready.
We have interns come up here all the time. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with this lady a few minutes ago, and she says, yeah, you took the time about 3 years ago and talked to my son. He came up to the radio station, and you took time out, and you talked to him, and you told him about the business. Now he is in college right now, getting ready to transfer to North Carolina A&T and major in broadcasting because you took the time out to show him the ropes. So that kind of makes
and
me feel good.
That's what we got to do. What you did is what more of us need to do for each other. Right now, our children are in crisis. They need good vibes, good words, good conversation, good hugs, good love, the kind that they have not gotten because somebody did not know how to give it to them. We don't raise natural-born killers. We don't raise natural-born robbers. We don't raise natural-born stupid kids. But what we have not done is we have not given them all the love, more of the love that they truly need. And now is the time for all of us to share something good with a child that might not be our own. Because believe it or not, if one of our children suffer, We all suffer, and
right.
That's got to stop.
I know we can sit here and talk all day long because I hear the passion in your voice. And like I say, you're one of the coolest ladies on the planet. You are passionate
about everything
that you do. Tonight, don't miss Life After Cheryl Lee Ralph, 8 o'clock and 8:30 on TV One. Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners?
Follow me on Twitter at THE Cheryl with an S Ralph. The Cheryl Ralph. Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts, because I'd love to hear from you. We have got to follow each other to someplace that's good.
Thank you so much for your time, my soror.
All right, soror. Take care.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you more. Bye-bye.